Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I've got a great guest for you today. Her name is Claudia Pennington, and today we're going to be talking about SEO. And for those of you who don't know what SEO stands for, it's search engine optimization. It's the thing that Google and all the search engines use to find you on the internet. And Claudia, how are you doing today?
Oh, great, Brian. How are you?
Awesome. I'm really looking forward to this because I really want people to kind of understand the ins and outs and the ups and downs and all that kind of fun stuff. But before we get started, I like people to get to know you a little bit. So your origin story is you started out as basically the dial-up police, and then you went to work for Penn State in their basically technology areas, and then now you run your own SEO company. So can you kind of give us that journey a little bit and tell us how all that happened?
Sure. Actually, my first part-time job in high school was working as customer service for a dial-up internet company. So yes, I was the dial-up police, kicking people off the network, monitoring network usage, and helping them troubleshoot their concerns and questions about getting connected to the internet. And after high school, I went to Penn State and graduated 2006, where I had the opportunity to continue working with the university. Mm-hmm. As initially in the information technology department, where I was able to learn a whole lot more about brand new things that we take for granted today, like Wi-Fi. And since Wi-Fi was just rolling out campus-wide there at that time, and eventually moved into the admissions office, where I worked specifically in marketing online using platforms that, again, we're using as on a daily basis now: Facebook, Twitter, search engines. So I have had a little taste of everything online.
Very cool. And you don't sound mean enough to kick people offline, but you know, that's, you got to do what you got to do, right? So so let's talk SEO, because one of the things that I found over the course of the years is SEO is kind of like the Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the curtain kind of thing, you know, where it's like, and all of us, I don't care what business you're in, you're getting emails, you're getting phone calls from people that say, we can make you number one on Google. And I always say, well, first and foremost, you obviously didn't look, because I am number one on Google. And number two, how come you're not number one on Google if you can make me number one on Google? And, you know, and there's other instances where I've run into companies that, you know, worked with clients and they've been paying these SEO companies, you know, $500, $700, $2,000 a month to get SEO done. And there's no SEO at all on the site. So first and foremost, let's go over some of the basics. Why does somebody need SEO? What is the purpose behind it? And what's important to, say, the average small business person in their website?
Sure. So for most folks, search engines, specifically Google, comprise the largest source of website traffic. Most people are Googling or searching online the answers to their questions. And the answer to the question might be pizza shop near me. The answer to the question might be, how do I change a tire? And when they search online, we use a tactic like search engine optimization to improve a website's ability to rank or answer that question. So in my business now, I focus on training small business owners in leveraging this tactic so that you can rank locally or nationally for the terms that you desire. But it's not just for businesses. It's for anybody who has helpful content on the internet that they're trying to make stand out, because the joke is, anyway, that the best place to hide a dead body is page two of Google search results.
Right.
So the reason that these companies are reaching out and saying we could make you number one is because for those sites that are well optimized and they do are somewhere on page one, they're going to see more traffic than any other site. So that could be potentially indexed. There's a high probability. There's correlation for sure with where you occur in the search engine results page. So small businesses, nonprofit organizations, what have you, anybody who has a website that they're trying to drive traffic to really should work to make that site meet current best practices to have the best chance of competing for those terms that you think are most likely to lead to new leads for your business or sales or whatever your goal is.
Yeah. It's, you know, obviously getting found means more traffic means more business. I mean, it's pretty basic. It's
exactly. Yep.
But, you know, on top of that, there's obviously a little bit more complexity. So let's talk about some of the components of SEO that people need to be aware of. Like, for example, you know, when you have a basic 5-page website and you're trying to get found locally, what are some of the things that people need to think about when they're composing their pages or having a writer or a web developer do work for them?
Sure. The elements of the site, that's where I go to first when I'm taking a look at a website for the first time, and I'm trying to help the website owner address some of these issues. Are the things like page titles? There's a page title that's associated with every page of your site. Is the page title, or is every page title on the site meeting current best practices? So we're talking somewhere between 65 and 70 characters. It contains a brand name. It contains a keyword that is associated with your business that describes the services or products that you have. Does every page have a page title? And does every page have what's called a meta description? A meta description is simply just the gray text that appears below each result in the search page. So you get the blue link, and you get the blue title, there's the link below it, and then there's the gray text that tells you a little bit more about what that particular page includes. And that gray text should be optimized to try to influence users to click through to your website. Because you have a pizza shop or an accounting firm, you want to use all of that content in that meta description, all of those characters in your page title and meta description, it's just content at the end of the day, to influence somebody's decision. Why should they click your website over somebody else's in the search result? Why should they select you? And so I go right to look at page titles and meta descriptions. So are they meeting current best practices? Are they influential? Could they potentially be optimized so that they have stronger calls to action to try to influence a user's behavior? So those are some of the very first things I check on a site.
Cool. So let's talk about, you know, services and stuff like that, because we get inundated with people, and I equate it, this is me, because I've seen it happen a lot of times, is people look at SEO services like a gym membership. In other words, they buy it and they go the first month and then they never use it anymore. They don't go back. And a lot of companies that I've seen, not everyone, I mean, there's legit people out there, you're legit. There's a handful of people that I know that are really good at it. They actually work on it on a regular basis. So when people are buying into these monthly plans, A, are they getting value? And B, if they are getting value, what are people doing behind the scenes that's worth $300, $500, $2,000?
Sure. So depending on the services rendered, we talked just a little bit here about one flavor of SEO, if you will, and that's called technical SEO. So technical SEO might be one service that's rendered. Typically, though, that's a one-time, one-off kind of project. So once your site's optimized, there's only so much more you could do to it, especially if it doesn't change. If it's your basic 5-page website and you've optimized your page titles and your meta descriptions and the site loads quickly and a dozen other things that you could do to improve your website, those things are done. and you don't update anything else, then you don't need to necessarily make any changes until Google decides to make another algorithm change that potentially impacts your website. So beyond that, typical services that some people offer, like kind of like the gym membership fashion that you're talking about, might be link building. That's what we call offsite SEO, where you're using other websites to, you're leveraging other websites, typically of higher authority, to try to influence search engine rankings. And so companies will sell on a retainer basis, so that monthly fee, link building services. And that is, if as long as the company is reputable and they're looking for good links, that is a labor intensive process that for some businesses might be worth investing in. It depends on the situation, and there are a lot of different things to take into account if you're going to pay for link building services like that. There are a lot of good reasons why you would not pay for link building. So the time and place and manner in which link building occurs, it is just one example, but it's something to be cautious of, because just because you can buy it doesn't mean you should, doesn't mean it's right for everybody. And another core service that you might see as a retainer fashion or monthly gym membership is called content marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Content marketing is where you, say as a business owner, want to appear as an authority in your industry. And let's say you're an accountant. So you want to be an authority to other accountants. Maybe you consult with other accountants, or maybe not. Maybe you're trying to acquire a business in your area. So that's where content marketing can help position you to be the authority in your area. So this is somebody on your behalf, a third party, reaching out to publications, for example, online, like magazines, newspapers, online business journals, and they're pitching you as an expert in accounting, and that you have you have valuable content to share with their readership. And that's where you seek to be placed. You could have links from your site placed on their site, and you could also have articles written by you or a ghostwriter perhaps and placed on those websites, with the goal to ultimately position you as an expert, but also get a link back to your site and drive traffic and potentially even leads and sales back to you. So those are three core services, and only two of which I've really considered on a retainer basis, on a case-by-case basis for a retainer.
Yeah, which totally makes sense. And content marketing, you know, this is content marketing. I mean, we're on a podcast, you know, so you get a link and your website is showing up on my website and your name is showing up and your business is showing up, and that's all good stuff. So Claudia, let's talk a little bit. And a lot of people talk about keywords, okay? You know, long tail keywords, short tail keywords, keyword phrases, you know. That stuff is really important when it comes to buying AdWords. Is it as important inside of web content as it is in paying for advertising?
Absolutely. I think if you're going to pay for an ad, you might as well take a shot at trying to get some free traffic too.
Sure.
So when it comes to keywords, where I start with trying to structure keyword strategies with clients, we start with, what are the longest tail terms that are closest to the bottom of the funnel? Because ultimately, most people, in most instances, small business owners seeking leads or sales, you're looking for somebody who's ready to make a decision. You want somebody who's really just maybe compare, if you're the accountant, for example, you're looking for somebody who might be down to comparing a couple of accountants. And some helpful piece of content on your website helps them make that decision that you are, in fact, the right accountant for them. Those are keywords that I want to know and that I would want to include on my website. Basically, what this boils down to is frequently asked questions. This is one of the easier strategies that you could deploy, where you can have longer tail terms, which are just long phrases of keywords, and typically they're questions. So, if you are familiar with accounting, you might be thinking, well, do I want a CPA or do I want an enrolled agent? That's that could be considered a long tail keyword phrase, and it's really just a question. And putting that question on your website and answering it and speaking to your expertise and even what the difference is, or if there's difference between CPA and enrolled agent, or if you're in fact both, that's helpful content to put on the site that uses some additional keywords that people could be searching for and improves your ability to rank for that particular question. And then you're also simultaneously targeting people who might be ready to call and schedule an appointment with you.
Claudia, great answer. And I think that's really important that people understand that, you know, the keyword philosophies, you know, it's the bottom line is like, if you want to get best accountant, it's hard to rank because everybody's doing the same thing. And I think that having that differentiator, it's like anything else. What makes you different? What makes you stand out? How can you do something that's not going to be part of the blue ocean or red ocean? I don't know if you've ever read the Blue Ocean Strategy or not,
but I have.
Yeah. So the Blue Ocean Strategy is, you know, be in a niche where everybody else isn't feeding. And so I think the keyword strategy is really important to think about. Now, the last question I want to ask you, and you're going to help my audience a lot with this, is I hear this all the time. I don't need a website. I've got Facebook and I've got LinkedIn and I've got Twitter and I'm all over those places and I'm killing it. Why do I need a website? Why would I want to worry even about SEO?
I think that the website is the online business card. That's the way I characterize it now. So there's a legitimacy to it. When you hand somebody a business card and you don't have your domain name on it, you don't have your website on it, you don't have a domain email address, people might think that you're not really serious about business. They might not think that, they might think that this is a hobby. That basically they're not going to think that this is a professional approach to doing business potentially. Now, the situation's changing certainly, and maybe not every generation feels exactly the same, but this millennial anyway feels that there's still legitimacy to having a business card and a website on that business card and a professional appearance online. Plus, you're somebody who is searching for you, so they meet you in person, they find you on LinkedIn, they're going to seek you out. They will Google you. They're going to Google you. They're going to Google your business. They're looking for reviews about your business online. And you want to make sure that you can ultimately drive some of that traffic back to your website. So your website, when somebody is doing a search for your business name, your website hopefully is showing up there early on page one if they're searching for your specific business name. And there will also be some other results. Your Facebook page and your LinkedIn page will also show up, but there will be reviews as well. So you want to make sure that everything about your online presence is consistent. And ultimately, the goal is to drive traffic back to your site so that somebody will actually call you. If you attempt to market your business with just a Facebook page or a LinkedIn page, the problem with that, driving traffic to those, is that people will end up in a situation where they end up in like a Facebook or LinkedIn black hole, and they forget why they even were on Facebook to begin with. So if they're on your website, the calls to action that they could take, the things that they could do on their website, are a little bit more limited versus if the only way they got there was by your Facebook page, then they might get distracted by some cat photo that somebody shared.
Absolutely. Or a picture of bacon, which happens a lot online. And I think the other thing that you brought up, which people need to realize, two things. Number one, social media platforms are an ecosystem unto themselves. So in other words, Facebook is the world's worst search engine. I don't care how you slice and dice it. And LinkedIn's a little better and Twitter's a little better than that. That's point one. And point two is you don't own it. And the third point is what's really missing from a lot of this stuff is calls to action. You mentioned that before. You know, it's like the goal of marketing, the goal of having a website or any of this stuff is to get people to take action. So with using SEO, what are some of your best tips, or maybe you can even give a case study? where you've been able to help people to create some additional business by putting the right SEO on the right pages and getting people to actually take action.
Absolutely. Some of the initial things that we talked about earlier, shoring up the site's page titles and meta descriptions, and also improving page load time. I can't tell you how many slow loading websites I've found where even just simple tweaks to images so that they're loaded, they're smaller files so that they help the website load a little faster. Those simple tweaks, I know it doesn't amount to much right away and it takes some time to see some results, but within a few months, you can see tremendous improvements in traffic. Because what happens when somebody encounters and somebody is Googling you and you're not showing up? Well, it might be because your page titles don't even have your business name in them. Or they somehow managed to find you in Google search results, but your website takes 10 seconds to load. And people just don't stick around that long anymore waiting for websites to load. And Google knows this and has factored it into the algorithm. It favors faster loading sites. So some of the things that I would recommend doing right away for everybody who has a site today is to take a look right away at that page load time. There will be there's another algorithm update coming in a couple of months that I'm sure you'll probably start getting some emails about from these SEO companies out there trying to get some business, that this algorithm update is coming. And it's true, it is. It's come from an official source at Google, and it is related to page load time. So how quickly does your website load? And that's where somebody reputable in SEO and a web developer potentially could work together to help you make some drastic improvements to page load time. That simple tweak, you know, I've seen 50 to 100% increase in traffic. Those are not made up numbers for me to try to drum up some business. I mean, those are realistic numbers. People who have got a lot of website traffic before, and then something happens, website started to load slower, and boom, website traffic comes right back up as soon as page load time improves. So
gotcha.
That's where I start.
Do you have a tool that will help people to see their page load time?
The tool that I use that I recommend is called Web Page Test. You go to webpagetest.org, and that will help you check your page load time in a matter of 30 seconds to a minute. So you'll know if it's more than a few seconds, chances are there's optimization that could be done. So I definitely want to take a look at that.
Yeah, very cool. Thanks for that. Well, Claudia, this has been a blast, and it's been good to get to know some of the ins and outs of SEO from, you know, the small business perspective. And I know you've got something more that's going to help people get their arms around this. So would you share that with us?
Sure. My business is DIY marketing, and we focus on training because I believe that most business owners can do it themselves. And so you can learn more about me and my business at my site, or you can Google me too, Claudia Pennington. I have a video that you can watch. It's actually a recording from a recent training program that I conducted for local business owners. If you just go to my site and you click learn more, and you'll get an opportunity to sign up for that video.
Outstanding. Well, Claudia, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that as well?
Sure. You could go to claudiapennington.com. That's my personal brand. It'll tell you a little bit more about me and my business, DIY Marketing. You could also go directly to my business site, DIYMRKTG.com.
Awesome. Hey, Claudia, this has been great. Thank you so much for bringing your insights and dropping some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. And I really look forward to meeting you one day face to face. And it's been a blast getting to know you online. So thanks so much for your insights and time.
Thanks for the opportunity, Brian.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.